Today, I'm going to tell you about the recent security problem with Internet Explorer and how you can make sure your Windows computer is safe.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
This is Computer Tutor Podcast, episode number 006. And you can get all of the information from this podcast on my blog at computertutorflorida.com/006. Well, I'll admit it. You're going to find out sooner or later, so I'll tell you right now. Not every computer tip that I bring you is going to make you jump up and down and scream with excitement. But that doesn't mean they're not important. I think you'll understand what I mean in just a minute. But before we get into that, I have a request. If you use iTunes, would you do me a big favor and go in and please give my podcast a rating? I'm getting found more and more in iTunes, and having some ratings and reviews would really help me a lot. I really appreciate Sean, Dave, Jackson, and Jason, who have recently reviewed and gave me a 5-star rating. I really appreciate that. And one more thing, a shout out to my friend Macy, who just turned 18, and her mom contacted me and bought one of my Windows 7 refurbished laptops for her birthday. So congratulations, Macy. Hope you get lots of good use from it. Now, imagine this. You're at home one evening, and you hear a knock at the door. When you open the door, a man is standing there. He introduces himself. He says, "Hello, I'm a computer hacker from Russia. I have some programs here on my flash drive that I'd like to install on your computer. May I come in?" Would you give him access to your computer? Of course not. This past week, Microsoft announced that there was a security vulnerability in Internet Explorer. This is kind of an interesting situation, and here's how it evolved over a period of a few days. First of all, Microsoft announced the problem in a security advisory. These are like memos that they send out to people that work on computers and anyone in the computer industry. They describe the problem as remote code execution. Now, those are big words, and what they mean is Internet Explorer will let hackers in. Just like that guy that was at your door wanting to come in and put something on your computer. Well, with this problem with Internet Explorer was saying, "Hey, yeah, come on in." So Microsoft had a solution. The solution was a little bit of software that you could download and install and configure, and it would protect Internet Explorer from that security problem. Now, what they didn't mention is that there was another solution. The other solution is don't use Internet Explorer. You could use Firefox, Chrome, Safari, Opera. None of those were affected by this. But of course, Microsoft isn't going to tell you to use a different web browser because Internet Explorer is their product. So that wouldn't really be a good option for them. Now, the problem with their solution, which is called EMET, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, the name of it doesn't really matter. The problem with it is that it was too complicated. You had to download it. You had to install it, and you had to configure it properly for it to protect Internet Explorer. So I figured, all right, great. This is going to be my podcast and my blog for Monday, because this all happened this past week. Well, that didn't work out, because a couple of days after that, Microsoft announced that now they're going to release what they call a fix-it. This is something that they often send out when they have problems that they know how to fix it, but they can't just send out a solution. What they do is they make available this little piece of software, and all it is a one click. You download it and run it, and that fixes the problem. So that was a lot easier. So I figured, okay, great. That's my blog and my podcast for Monday. Here's the problem. Here's the fix it solution that Microsoft is supplying, and that'll take care of the problem. Well, it changed again. Finally, on Friday, Microsoft released a patch to this security problem, and they released it as part of a Windows update. Well, everybody should be getting Windows updates. So this, in this case, it was what's called an out-of-band Windows update, because normally all Windows updates are done on the second Tuesday of each month. That's called Patch Tuesday. That's when Microsoft just accumulates everything for the past month. They send it all out in one or more updates, and your computer gets it, and everything's good for another month. Well, this security problem was big enough that Microsoft said, okay, we need to send this out ahead of time. So they made that available, and now what does this mean for you? It means that you're going to get this program just as part of Windows Update's normal process. That is, if, and that's a big if you have Windows Updates set up properly. So I figured this is a great opportunity to talk about that. It's very, very easy to check on your Windows Updates settings. What you have to do is click on the Start button in the lower left. On Windows 7, Windows Vista and Windows 7, it doesn't say the word Start. It's just the Microsoft logo, but it's the Start button. And click that and go to Control Panel. In Control Panel, double-click on the Windows Updates icon. Then look over on the left side and look for the phrase Change Settings and click on that. Now, you're not going to necessarily change any settings, but that's what you got to click on to find this. The window that opens up will tell you when your computer is set up to download and install Windows Updates. Now, you're going to see a drop-down menu there, and it's going to show you a few options. First of all, one option is to never download Windows Updates. This is not very smart. It's actually very risky. The Windows Updates are sent out for a reason. Usually it's to patch security problems that Microsoft has discovered or has been advised about because other people have discovered them. So you do want to get Windows Updates. Second option is for your computer to download the Windows Updates, but don't install them. Well, this is also risky, but it's also kind of silly. It's kind of like going to a buffet-style restaurant and then not eating anything. It's all there. It's all right in front of you, ready for you. Just take it. So if you're going to download Windows Updates, you might as well install them. So the other option, and the one that you should have set up, is to download and install automatically. That's the choice that you want to make. Normally, if you don't change anything, by default, this will happen at 3 a.m. every day. That's when I set mine to happen. I set a lot of stuff to happen overnight so that way it doesn't happen during the day when I'm using the computer. The only trick to that is your computer has to be turned on at 3 a.m. in order for that to happen. So that means you have to leave it on all night. If you turn your computer off at night, the updates will just install the next morning when you turn it on. And that's okay too. As a side note, should you turn your computer off at night? Should you leave it on all night? I've heard a rumor that there's going to be an upcoming podcast about that very topic sometime soon. So stand by for that. As far as the other options, you're going to see some other checkboxes down below that regarding like recommended updates, who's allowed to install updates. Do you want to get detailed notifications about other Microsoft software and those updates? It doesn't really matter if you check those or if you don't check them. It's not going to really make a big difference. I have all of them checked on mine, but that's because I'm kind of a geek and I find it interesting. So if you don't care about that or check them or uncheck them, it's not going to really matter either way. So take advantage of this opportunity to go to your computer, not if you're driving right now or not if you're out running or out walking the dog. But next time you get on your computer, check your Windows updates and make sure that they are set properly. I know I'm going to have a great week, and I hope you do too. So I'll see you next time here on the Computer Tutor Podcast. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.